إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Alhamdulillah, we praise Allah and we seek His assistance and we seek His forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and from our bad deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is none that can lead him astray, and whoever is led astray, then there is no guide for him. I bear witness that no God has the right to be worshipped other than Allah. He is alone and has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is his slave and his messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as you ought to be feared, and don't die except as Muslims. O humanity, fear your Lord who has created you from a single soul and created from it its mate and scattered from them too many men and women. And fear Allah for whom you demand your mutual rights and don't cut off relations with the wombs that bore you. Indeed, Allah is a raqib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct in order that He may accept from you your deeds and forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has achieved the greatest achievement. Amma ba'du. Certainly the most truthful speech is the book of Allah. And the finest guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the most evil of affairs are newly invented matters in this deen. And every newly invented matter in this deen is a bid'ah. And every bid'ah is a straying. And every straying is in the fire. As we see in this hadith of Al-Bukhari and Muslim, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he shows by example how the believer should conduct himself in this month of Ramadan. As Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma says, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أجود الناس بالخير وأجود ما يكون في رمضان حين يلقاه جبريل ويلقاه جبريل في كل ليلة من رمضان فيدارسه القرآن فلرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حين يلقاه جبريل أجود بالخير من الريح المرسلة. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he says that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the most generous person with kindness. And he was even more so with his generosity in the month of Ramadan when Jibreel used to come to him. And Jibreel used to come to him in the month of Ramadan every single night so that they can study the Quran together. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Jibreel used to come to him, he was the most generous person with good, like a breeze or something like that. Al-Rihul Mursala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. And this hadith of Al-Bukhari and Muslim, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he explains the character of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that it's like a breeze. That the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his generosity was just so generous in this month of Ramadan. The month when the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to learn the Quran with Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. As Jibreel used to listen to the recitation of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his memorization to make sure that it was intact every year in this month of Ramadan. And we know that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to recite the Quran more so in the month of Ramadan. And he used to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his worship in the month of Ramadan more so than the other months of the year. This was his character sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the one who turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has no need for this dunya. He has no need for worldly possessions. And when you find a person getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you find him getting farther away from the worldly possessions, as we see from the character of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he used to just give in the month of Ramadan. Because nothing made a difference except getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are many ayat in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that encourages the believers with this character of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of giving. And the khutbah doesn't allow us enough time to quote the many ayat where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the believers to give fi sabilillah from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made them in charge of. But as last night we were reading Suratul Hadid, and many of the believers felt that this surah is a serious surah, and all of the surahs of the Quran are serious. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in these ayat, آمنوا بالله ورسوله وأنفقوا مما جعلكم مستخلفين فيه فالذين آمنوا منكم وأنفقوا لهم أجر كبير. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I command you to believe in Allah and His Messenger and to give out of that which we have made you in charge of. And those from amongst you who believe and give, then they will have a big reward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah, He commands those who believe in Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to give out of that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made you in charge of. You are only in charge of the wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, He continues in this same surah with these ayat, وَمَا لَكُمْ أَلَّا تُنْفِقُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَلِلَّهِ مِيرَاثُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. To the end of this ayat where Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, and what is wrong with you that you don't give fi sabilillah? And Allah is the owner of the treasures of the heavens and the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what's wrong with you that you claim that you believe in Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then all you desire is the worldly possessions? What is wrong with you that you don't give fi sabilillah when this is all for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? You only have this dunya for a temporary period of time, and then you're going back to Allah. This is with Allah. This is Allah's. Give fi sabilillah, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands you. Man dhal ladhi yuqridu Allah qardan hasana fayudha'ifahu lahu wa lahu ajrun kareem. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues in the next ayah, and who is the one who would give a goodly loan so that Allah will increase for him his reward and will give him a generous reward? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands you to give fi sabilillah. He even questions you, what's wrong with you that you don't give fi sabilillah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks, who is the one who will give a goodly loan? Who will give their wealth for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that Allah would give him a bigger reward in the hereafter? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this surah and in many ayah in this Quran calls the believers to give their wealth fi sabilillah. Especially in this month of Ramadan, as this was the character of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to give fi sabilillah. Give your wealth fi sabilillah. And listen how your Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala describes this wealth. As he says in the same surah of Al-Hadid, اعلموا أنما الحياة الدنيا لعب ولهو وزينة وتفاخر بينكم وتكاثر في الأموال والأولاد كمثل غيث أعجب الكفار نباته ثم يهيج فتراه مصفرا ثم يكون حطاما وفي الآخرة عذاب شديد ومغفرة من الله ورضوان وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I want you to know that the life of this world is nothing but play and entertainment and beauty and bragging amongst yourselves and striving to get the most wealth and to have the most children. And this is like the rain. When it comes down for the farmers, he's pleased as he sees his crops grow, and then they dry up and turn yellow, and then they turn to straw, and indeed in the hereafter is a severe punishment. And forgiveness and the pleasure of Allah and the life of this world is only a distraction. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah, he tells us that this world is nothing but sport and play. That there's no benefit from this world except temporarily. Just as the rain comes and the crops grow and come and go, the same thing with your wealth. One day you have it and the next day it's gone. Don't make your main concern gaining of this worldly, of the worldly possessions, but make your concern striving fi sabilillah and giving your wealth for the sake of Allah, as was exemplified by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. The believers in this month of Ramadan should be racing, trying to give as much as they could of their wealth for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that Allah could reward them in the hereafter. Give your wealth fi sabilillah and desire the reward of Allah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us as generous as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu amma ba'du. And this hadith of al-Bukhari and Muslim, or Imam Muslim, Abdullah ibn al-Shakhir radiyallahu anhu, he says, ataytu an-nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam وهو يقرأ ألهاكم التكاثر وهو يقول ابن آدم مالي فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم وهل لك يا ابن آدم إلا ما أكلت فأفنيت ولبست فأبليت وتصدقت وأمضيت. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this hadith collected by Imam Muslim, he says, as Abdullah ibn Shakhir radiallahu anhu says, I came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he was reading this surah, Al-Hakum al-Takathur, Hatta Zurtum al-Maqabir, to the end of this ayah, which was the khutbah, the tafsir of this ayah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, that you race together mutually or compete together in gathering the worldly possessions until you come to the grave. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins the surah showing that your desire, that your goal, that your wrong goal is to compete with each other in gaining the worldly possessions until you come to the grave, where you're going to realize that you should have been striving for the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by giving your wealth fi sabilillah. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that the children of Adam, they say, oh my money, oh my money. Oh, I just love my money so much. And the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wa sallam, he said, oh children of Adam, is your wealth anything other than the food that you ate, that you left behind? Is your wealth anything other than the food that you ate and then you left behind when you went to relieve yourself? Is your wealth anything other than the clothes that you bought and you wore until you wore them out? Is your wealth nothing but the sadaqah that you give fi sabilillah that will remain? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he shows the children of Adam that all of your wealth is going. And that which is with Allah will remain. The wealth that you give fi sabilillah, it will remain, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ma indakum yanfad wa ma indallahi baq. That what you have for yourselves, it will have an end to it. And what is with Allah is everlasting. Whatever you can gain of these worldly possessions, there will come a time when you have to meet your end, and then there will be an end to what you had of this world, except for the sadaqah that you gave for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the reward will be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it will be everlasting. Let's take the advice of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as he says in this hadith of al-Bukhari and Muslim, لَيْسَ الْغِنَى عَنْ كَثْرَةِ الْعَرَبِ والغنى غنى النفس. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, wealth is not how much you can get, meaning of these worldly possessions. This is not wealth, but wealth is to be satisfied. to be satisfied with the practice of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be satisfied with giving your wealth fi sabilillah and getting the reward with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you meet Him. This is the real wealth. Wealth is not what you acquire in this world, but wealth is what you spend fi sabilillah, desiring the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters in Islam, we have to take this example of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we have to practice it in our lives. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he came as an example to show us the way to paradise, and either we'll take the example of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or we will be destroyed. As the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us in the hadith of Imam Muslim, اتقوا الظلم فإن الظلم ظلمات يوم القيامة واتقوا الشح فَإِنَّ الشُّحَّ أَهْلَكَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ حَمَلَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنْ سَفَكُوا دِمَاءَهُمْ وَاسْتَحَلُّوا مَحَارِمَهُمْ. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I command you to fear and to beware of oppression, because oppression is going to be oppressions on Yawm al-Qiyamah, or wrongdoings on Yawm al-Qiyamah. And I command you to be aware of stinginess, because stinginess has destroyed the people who came before you, so much so that it made them spill each other's blood and make that which was sacred permissible. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this hadith, he warns us, beware of being greedy and stingy and holding your wealth. Be aware of not spending your wealth fi sabilillah, as this has destroyed the people who have come before you. Give your wealth fi sabilillah and rid yourself of stinginess, so that you can be amongst the successful, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. And whoever rids themselves of this stinginess, then they will be amongst the successful. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he taught the believers that in this month of Ramadan, that they should give fi sabilillah, more so than any month during the year. So give your wealth fi sabilillah and desire the reward from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Don't hold on to your wealth, because there's a day that will come to you when your wealth won't have any benefit for you except that which you gave fi sabilillah. This world is only sport and play. It looks good today, and it will be a serious punishment tomorrow if you don't give your wealth for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Give fi sabilillah and follow the example of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we ask you to make us amongst those who give their wealth fi sabilillah. O Allah, make us amongst those who give their wealth fi sabilillah. O Allah, make us give our wealth till it hurts. O Allah, make us work harder to give our wealth fi sabilillah. O Allah, make us amongst the successful by giving our wealth fi sabilillah. O Allah, rid us of being stingy. O Allah, rid us of being greedy. O Allah, rid us of being niggardliest, or however you say. O Allah, rid us of this stinginess and make us amongst the successful. O Allah, make us amongst those who give their wealth fi sabilillah. O Allah, make us like the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in generosity. O Allah, make us more generous in this month of Ramadan than we've been for the rest of the year. O Allah, make us amongst the generous. O Allah, make us amongst the generous. O Allah, make us amongst those who will give a goodly loan so that we can get the generous reward with you on Yawm al-Qiyamah. O Allah, let us take this world as sport and play and to turn away from it and turn to you, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in forgiveness. O Allah, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, we repent to you. O Allah, we ask you to forgive us. O Allah, we ask you to accept our repentance. O Allah, we ask you to increase us in knowledge, and to increase us in wealth, and to increase us in taqwa, and to increase us in children. O Allah, we ask you to make us amongst the victorious. Victory by giving our wealth fi sabilillah, and victory by being victorious over the disbelieving people. O Allah, we ask you for the good in this world and the good in the hereafter, and to save us from the fire.